This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A Russian missile hit a clinic in the eastern Ukrainian city of Dnipro on Friday, killing two people and wounding 30 in an attack that President Volodymyr Zelensky called a crime against humanity. Reuters' Freddie Joyner has more.
A Russian missile attack on a clinic in the eastern Ukrainian city of Dnipro on Friday killed two people and wounded 30. Video footage showed a devastated building with black smoke pouring out of it and rescue workers looking on. What appeared to be a body lay covered on the road nearby. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky condemned the attack as a crime against humanity. Moscow has dismissed the allegations that its soldiers have committed war crimes and denies deliberately targeting civilians, although it has bombarded cities across Ukraine since invading 15 months ago. After Ukrainian forces pushed back Russia's initial onslaught, the battle lines have shifted little since last fall. A highly anticipated Ukrainian spring offense has yet to materialize, despite an influx of NATO-supplied weaponry.
That's Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. An upbeat President Joe Biden says a deal to resolve the government's debt ceiling crisis seems, in his words, very close. He spoke late Friday, shortly after Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen pushed the deadline for a potentially catastrophic default back to June 5th. The announcement at first seemed likely to drag negotiations between the White House and Republicans into another frustrating week. But Biden said he hoped to know by midnight whether there was a deal in the offing. House Republicans, led by Speaker Kevin McCarthy, spent the day on Friday negotiating with the White House, both by phone and computer, to reach a deal on the debt crisis.